It's 8:33 and a pleasant good morning. Sharon McCreary is here with me this morning. You always wake up so cheery and wide awake in the morning.
Well, you know, sometimes there's those days where I'm so tired I can't wake up at all.
I don't picture that. I think you're just a walking bottle of 5-hour energy, I think.
Well, I try, but I think you got me beat down.
So you sing a lot, and it's got to be a morning or a day, especially if you have an early morning performance. We just can't get the voice going. I can know because I can't get the voice going in the morning sometimes.
Yeah, you got to get up, especially if I have a wedding in the morning. I have to be up early. If it's going to be 11 o'clock wedding, I got to make sure I'm doing my vocal ranges and my checks early so I get the frogs out before I start singing at the wedding.
So what's the magic elixir you have to drink? Do you drink hot tea, warm tea? What do you drink?
A little bit of all of the above.
Or just warm water?
You know, warm tea. In fact, I help teach vocal lessons as needed. Warm tea with honey and lemon really helps to decongest. It helps to smooth out the vocal cords, and licorice root is also good for singing.
What is it?
Licorice root. It's kind of a organic homeopathic type thing, and you can actually use it. It actually comes in a tea. You can get in a tablet. You can open them up and put it in your tea. But it's really good. It's called licorice root. It's kind of a slippery elm is another good one that helps out with vocal clarity. Yeah,
Honey and lemon, I think, is good.
Honey and lemon's always been the best favorite.
Only because I know that. The other stuff you're mentioning sounds scary. It sounds like some witch's brew.
Yeah.
A big kettle.
Yeah.
So that's how you get ready to go in the morning?
Yes, and do your ranges and make sure you don't push it. If you're sick, don't sing. It'll ruin your voice, literally.
You just give up on it that day.
If I got to do the anthem and I got a little bit of a cold, I have to say, okay, it's going to be the low range and I'm not going to do anything fluffy. Just keep it simple.
I can't say. I was a soprano in the grammar school choir. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it, but, you know, I was. I couldn't sing a note. But when you have, like, you know, 100 other people singing, a couple of bad voice, like Barney on Andy Griffith, a couple of bad notes in there, you're not going to notice.
Yeah.
Because everybody's covering up for
you.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then you got the Gomer Pyle types that all of a sudden you're golly, and then he sings with this great operatic voice. You get those occasionally, too.
Yeah.
All right, so as soon as you leave here, you're going to where?
We're going to run over to Henschel Park again for the law enforcement ceremony today to honor during Police Week our local officers. So it's going to be great to be out there. And
is that outside?
It's going to be outside, right under the band shell, right under
the
pavilion.
Okay.
We've got the pavilion there. And so we're going to just plug right in there and share some music as people are assembling between 9:30 and 10. Kick off at the ceremony at 10, and Art Rader will be there to open up a little prayer, and then I'll be doing the anthem. And then we'll have speaking from various officers that'll be there. I know that Christopher Smalling will be there, and the mayor is going to be there, and there's going to be other people there as well.
I'm trying to picture 5400 Bird Avenue. I know where Bird Avenue is.
Yeah, just east of, if you go to Lincoln Villa Nursing Home, you just take that east on Bird and take a left right there. And it's the park is kind of just east, and take a left and go north, and it's right off of Bird Avenue.
Already I'm lost. That's why my wife's the navigator on all our trips. All right, so that's today. That's at 10 a.m. Everyone's welcome, right?
Yep, everyone's welcome.
And what are you doing on that phone? You were a lot of...
I'm just checking out our itinerary. We have Ralph Malicki, our Racine County Executive. He'll be out there. And then the Racine Police Chief, Alexander Ramirez, will be there as well. And then we'll have our District Attorney, Patricia Hansen, City of Racine Alderman, Henry Perez. So people that we all know. And then they're going to close out with Steve Keith, is going to kick it out on the Celtic Nation's Pipes and Dreams. He's going to be coming to close it out at the end. So it's going to be a real nice program.
Okay, that's today. Now, next week. Oh, now also today. You got two things today. Wow, you're a busy, busy lady today.
Yes.
All right, so where are you going to be next?
After that, then I'm going to go and sing for our Harmony Club, which is wonderful. It's a senior social program that also offers care. It's adult care for seniors. And it's wonderful. So if you have any caregivers that need respite, Harmony Club is just a wonderful opportunity to provide care and respite for caregivers. And it's really great because we have clubs throughout Racine. We have a club out on St. Sebastian's and Sturtevant. We have one down here in Racine at St. Richard's. We have one out in Lyons, Wisconsin. We have two in Kenosha, North Point, and also Lord of Life. So I've sang at all those clubs and help out to promote this wonderful opportunity. If you have a loved one that maybe has Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, our Harmony Club is just a wonderful opportunity to provide affordable care, daily care, Monday through Thursday. The first Monday we're off, And it's just great. The loved ones can drop them off by 9:30 and they can hang out with their peers and have bingo and crafts and a delicious homemade lunch. And we have musical activities, including myself helping out when I can. So I'll be there today, right after the law enforcement ceremony. I'm heading over there right afterwards.
Then it's Saturday. You still got more stuff to do.
Yes, Saturday is going to be the wonderful Game Changers car show out at School Days Mall. If you haven't been out there, that's a neat place to go in. Boy, you can see, if you think we're vintage, you can see the most neatest collector items out there at School Days Mall. And we're going to be just on the north side of the building, which is in back of it, so to speak. And they're going to have vintage cars. So we'll be out there sharing some music and keeping the vibe going out there. People are bringing up their old cars and trucks and motorcycles out to that. And you can go to School Days Mall and check out information if you want to check it out with Game Changers and register your vehicle. It's free for the coming, and it's 10 to 2, I believe, we're going to be out there. So another great day coming up for some car show lovers this weekend.
Everything I own is vintage. So my entire life is vintage. Going to my basement, I have Beta VCRs. I've got VHS VCRs. I got Laserdisc players. I've got cassette decks. My entire life is vintage. This is nothing new to me.
You should rent out a booth at a School Days Mall, and you could go bring their stuff out there. In fact, we were there the other day getting set up with the owner, and we saw some neat things in the glass cases that, oh my goodness, I haven't seen since I've been a kid. But it's pretty cool. You can go through all the different stores that they have there at the School Days Mall. It's a pretty cool little out there.
There's a little restaurant about a block away called Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse. Hmm. And we tried it for the first time. It's very good. It's a little tiny place. Mrs. Rivers does all the cooking, and it's about a block away. And they were one of our advertisers, so I tried it. We were heading home. I said, let's go in there. It was really good. Brisket sandwiches, pies. Mm. Now, my favorite is coconut cream.
Oh,
the
mine is
one
too.
They have a list of like 100 pies. Only one had a line going through it. Coconut cream.
Oh, right.
Because they were out of it that day.
Oh, no.
But I had key lime. Key lime was just as good.
Yes.
So how many, do you have any more events lined up after this?
Yes, we actually do. We're getting ready for some other events next month. We'll be doing some Memorial Day get-togethers and some performing for some of those events coming up. Then we get started building our float for the Racine Parade again.
Yeah,
coming
wow.
up at the end of June. Just got that set. So anybody out there wants to be part of the Racine 4th Fest Parade, get your application in, and we'll be out there for that as well. And we got some other gigs in between that. So got the Family Day coming up in July over at Island Park. So maybe we can reconnect a bit about that. That's always a fun time with Mary Beth Zelke and the Root River Council. We always have the big Family Day.
Say that again. What council?
The Root River.
See, there, when I first came to Wisconsin, somebody said root. And I said, root? Isn't it root? But yeah, they always say root, the Root River.
Root River.
Aren't there two O's in there? Root. I remember the TV show back in the 70s, Roots, or was it Roots? I think it was Roots, not Roots. So I noticed you said, the other one got me when I first came here. I remember my daughter, she was only 3 months old, took her to the doctor, and I said, you got a water fountain? The bubbler's down the hallway. I said, yeah, you got a water fountain? Yeah, the bubbler's right there. I didn't know what they were talking about, the bubbler. And I said, that's a water fountain. I said, well, yeah, it's kind of a bubbler that we call it.
Yeah, we used to call it a bubbler. And then, yeah, we heard about the transition for water fountains. So
the other one was pop. You have any soda? Soda? They said, well, we have pop. Yeah, what kind of pop? You have soda? I want a soda.
Yeah.
So I know, it's a lot of words.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's funny. We're all part of the same country. Yet when I lived down south in Georgia, I couldn't understand them. You know what they're talking about half the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then you move to Wisconsin. I don't know what you're talking about half the time. And you go out to all these different places all over the country. I don't know what you're talking about. And we're all in the same country. Yeah, we all have a different language. How'd that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so quick review. Today, 10 a.m., the Racine County Law Enforcement Memorial Annual Ceremony at Hanschel Park, which is, I got to look at that. I got to drive past there. It's not far from where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
5400 Bird Avenue. You have some prelude music and also performing the national anthem. Do you ever forget the words?
You know what? That is not
that's
an
a
easy
yes.
song to do.
That's a yes.
You know, I had it where I was coming, just realizing that I had to have some surgery for that infection that invaded my stomach that put vocal cord ulcers on my vocal cords. And during that time, I was rasping, didn't know what was going on. So at the end, I just got it to the end. But most of the time, no, I haven't really had a problem with them. But if you're out there, like I was at Wilmot last Saturday, I was out there I was out there and it was a big burst noise and I just skipped and went to the next word. But you know, when there's a lot of noise, like at Wilmot, you have to be very focused when you sing. You have to, because you got hot rods driving around this track.
Well, and I've seen professional people on the on the national anthem on TV.
Oh my goodness.
Of a sudden, they black out and they can't think of the words. Mm-hmm. There was a young girl, she was singing the national anthem and was at an NBA basketball game. And all of a sudden, the coach came over and helped her with the words.
Aww.
And then she's an adult later on. She came back and there he was along the sidelines this time.
Oh my goodness.
She remembered the words. Yeah, yes. It's nerve-wracking. I mean, I have written in front of me WRJN. Now, I've been here 26 years. You'd think I'd remember those letters. But they had to put it on a Dymo label. There's a blast from the past for you. Dymo label. And they had to stick it in front of me because I can't remember the call letters. I mean, what do I have to remember? The WRJ. And every time I say it, I look at it. But when you're singing the national anthem, that's tough when you sing.
Yes, you really got to focus.
Everybody thinks they know the words, and they don't know the words.
You got to, you know, like I said, when you have a big pop of something, it happens, and it scares you, you know, and you just go to the next word. And I actually had a wedding I was singing at the Interlochen, and someone came up. It was outside. And all of a sudden, we were just performing. I was performing Rain Over the Rainbow, and it was the bride's grandma's favorite. So as they came in and they walked up, they came off of horses. They came. The procession was on horses, and they got off the horses, and they walked up the front. She let butterflies go and doves, and a jet ski came outside, and I'm ready to do Over the Rainbow, and I'm singing it, and the jet ski was real loud, boom, and it knocked our sound system off. I kept singing, even though there was no music. I kept singing through the song, and when the song popped back in, my husband was able to get it back on. I came right on cue to the part where the next part, I kept singing through the song. And that's what I tell my soloist. If something's happening and the music stops, keep singing right through it. You'd be surprised when you can pop it.
See, when I don't forget the words, it goes, somewhere over the rainbow, da-da-da, da. Just keep it going.
Just keep it going.
I don't know. I can't sing. I'm learning to play the piano now, and I got to tell you something. It is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Piano is not easy.
Because I'm trying to see, they got two staves, one for the right hand, one for the left hand. I'm trying to look at the keys, look at the notes, look at the keys, look at the notes, kind of comprehend what notes they are.
Yes.
And my wife, I think, is losing patience with me because I don't practice enough. But it's hard. Meanwhile, I do it with she teaches the 12-year-old girl too. That 12-year-old girl's playing the piano like she's Lady Gaga and playing the piano. I don't know how she does it.
Yes.
Some people have musicality in them, and they can just
You have music memory is also very important, too. As a singer, that's one thing that I encourage our singers, and I'm a worship director at our church in Kenosha. My husband, Mike, is always drumming with me with our band and also at the church events. But music memory is a wonderful thing that singers can be born with, and you can acquire it by practicing, and you can remember those songs really well if you can just keep your music memory in.
My brother played every instrument, played woodwinds, he played the piano, he played the guitar, he played everything. And he played with some of the biggest groups of the 60s, Benny King, the Drifters, Ruby and the Romantics, the Shirelles, the Chiffons, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Jay and the Americans, Strawberry Alarm Clock. He was a guitarist. And
wow, where is he? Bring him aboard.
He's a doctor now.
He's
retired now, but he became a doctor.
Boy.
And so he played with some, and the Shangri-Las he played with.
Oh, my goodness.
And so he took me along to meet all these people,
wow,
to bring his little brother along. Yeah, but he played with all those groups because he could read music. And back in the 60s, bands didn't really read music. So these groups like Benny King with the Drifters used to come in. Here's my music. We go on tonight at 7.
Yep.
Learn it. And he was able to, you know, read the music and get all the timing.
We'll be
down.
Doing some Benny this Saturday at the car show. Everything from standards to jazz to a little bit of Johnny D, a little bit of country. Love songs.
I played basketball with Benny King.
Did
we were
really?
At South Fallsburg, New York. My brother's band was playing with him, and they wanted to warm up. It was a resort. And he said, let's get warm up a little basketball here. You're on my team. And he pointed to me, and I played basketball with Benny King.
That is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
I would like to see a picture of that one.
No, there's no pictures. This was back in the early 60s. They didn't have cell phone cameras. All right, quick review. Today, Cheryl's going to be at the Racine County Law Enforcement Memorial Annual Ceremony. That's at Hanschel Park. Then later today at our Harmony Club, a luncheon there in North Point. That's at 1 p.m. And this Saturday from 10 to 2, you'll be at the Game Changers Car Show at the School Days Mall. That's right there on Durand Avenue, Highway 11 in Sturtevant.
Yes, Sturdivant.
Sturdivant.
Yes. Sturdivant, yeah.
Sturdivant.
Okay. We'll go Sturdivant.
Got a big schedule. Good luck to you.
Yeah, it's going to be great, and we look forward to seeing Racine down at the Racine 4th Fest Parade again this year, shining through and getting everybody off their feet, singing along as we flow through. So thanks again, Don. It's always great to be here on program with all of you guys. The sun's rising.